Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So Taylor Swift has been teasing us a lot lately. We've been hearing that there's talks that she's going to have new music out, right?
Right.
And so what she did recently is she took took a bunch of stuff off her Instagram and I think even her Twitter account, and now she's been starting to post little short clips, not even music clips, little videos. And she just did one the other day where she released a snake video. And so the snake had the numbers 8 and 25 ingrained, and it's leading many to believe that new music is going to be coming on Friday at midnight.
Snake video.
Yeah, it's like a weird snake, and it's literally just like a slithery tail, and it's like in black and white. It's really kind of creepy. But then she had posted just the other day just the word midnight. So my guess is it's going to happen midnight the 25th. So by Friday, we'll have some new music from Taylor Swift and maybe even a new music video, because there's plans possibly that she'll be debuting that music video on Sunday during the MTV Video Music Awards. I didn't realize they still had that show.
Oh, yeah.
Say it's possible that it might happen, but it's not confirmed yet.
Well, okay. Why would you do it at the VMAs? Because isn't that when Kanye stole her moment, was at the VMAs?
Yeah.
Why would you open yourself up to that again? Taylor.
What she should do is have Kanye introduce the music video.
That'd be awesome.
I'm going to let you finish, but first let's watch this video.
Or she should interrupt Kanye and be like, hey.
Yeah. I'm going to let you finish, but check this out.
I'm the greatest of all time, Kanye.
Wow.
I'm just
saying.
I
like that. This Angelina story is weird.
All right. Well, citing Page Six, Angelina Jolie. Do you ever read Page Six?
I have not read Page Six.
Oh, really? It's all kinds of
stuff. Is it good
gossip.
Stuff?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, I gotta start reading that.
Angelina Jolie recently left a Target store because they didn't serve hot dogs.
Okay.
The kids were disappointed, so they all left. One weird thing is that Angie was totally bundled up in a big sweater, and it was probably 85 or 90 degrees out.
I don't get that. I understand celebrities like to, you know, cover themselves up and not be seen, but
she's negative weight. She's probably freezing in 80, 90 degrees.
That's true.
Right?
That totally makes sense.
Yeah, there's no fat on her to keep her warm.
Yeah. No,
except her lips.
She has like a kid coat where she just has all the kids jump on her.
Oh.
And they kind of just like do like a chain.
Like a marmoset or something. Yeah.
She says all the kids jump on her and keep her warm. That's probably
what she
says. I was
going to say, is that the right name or
I have no idea.
Saying some medical drug?
It totally works. So are you a big fan of Friends? The show Friends?
I like Friends.
I like Friends too. But Jennifer Aniston recently told Elle Magazine that she doesn't think that Rachel and Joey would have made it on Friends had they tried to seriously date. She said they tried. I think there was a moment when Joey and Rachel got together and that maybe it could happen, but it didn't. I just don't think Joey and Rachel could have made it. I think it was more physical than emotional with them. They were friends with benefits and they left it at that. It was Ross and Rachel all the way. I really believe that there's an afterworld of Friends and they're still thriving. I always wanted Joey and Rachel.
You were rooting
to get together.
For Joey and Rachel?
I was rooting for that. I was actually just watching the recap in that show. I was in that season right when Joey said, I'm in love with you. And I was just like, whoa.
Aww.
It would have been cute. I think it would have worked. I never liked the Rachel Ross thing.
Ross and Rachel. It was so angsty.
Yeah.
For such a light show.
Yeah.